For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Have you watched a little bit of May, Drake May?
I have.
What do you think about him?
I didn't get to see a ton of him in the spring.
Yeah.
But he's obviously got great size, really athletic. I don't know where he'll fit in the whole, like, you know, the style he'll play with.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how that develops. Like, is he going to be a little bit of a runner like Josh Allen was in Buffalo? I don't think he's quite as big as Josh is, but, like, you know, guys like that that have those kind of attributes, you can use them to run the football too, you know? And so I don't think we've seen all that yet in the preseason, but I'm interested to see when he plays, if he becomes a little bit more of a dual threat guy, or if he's just a pocket passer and a big, tall, strong guy in the pocket. But the games I've seen, he's, you know, he's done a good job.
That was the voice of Josh McDaniels speaking with Julian Edelman on Edelman's podcast, which is called
Games with Names.
Games with Names.
It's a solid podcast. Too long. Most of them go like 2 hours, 20 minutes.
That's entirely too long for a podcast. It's, I don't really like listen to podcasts anyway, but like 2 hours and 20, come on.
Yeah, and he has good guests. Like, he gets Josh McDaniels, Ernie Adams, Bears Najarian, like, from the Patriot world. And then he has other ones that are offshoots about other games.
Yep.
But yeah, that's a real, unless you're a really good interviewer with a really good subject, 2 hours and 20 minutes is way too long.
I actually, from the clips I've seen, that's really how I consume podcasts, through clips on Twitter. Like, I don't actually, like, listen to the whole things from start to finish.
Most people do now.
That's generally how it is, you know? And then for us, you know, we want sound clips and stuff to play and things like that. So that's generally where I'd kind of mine for that, those types of things. But, you know, with 2 hours, Edelman seems like he's pretty good at keeping the conversation going.
Yeah.
He's quick, you know, he's funny. Like, he's funny. He puts guys at ease.
He's
like,
weird enough to ask, like, sort of off-topic questions or maybe go in a different direction with some of these guys. And they obviously all have really good relationships because they're all from the Patriot dynasty, Belichick world. Speaking of which, can we just real aside quick and then we'll get back to the May thing, because I find that interesting. There's too many podcasts. So I just saw a thing.
I mean, yeah.
Now Brian Hoyer is starting a podcast with David Andrews.
What?
Like, I mean,
Brian Hoyer.
Is everybody have
Hoyer
a podcast
and Andrews
now?
Is what's what are they? What's the? What
I don't even
they,
know. I'm back with David Andrews this time. We're, I don't know, Quick Snap Pod.
The Quick Snap Pod,
with hosted by Brian Hoyer and David Andrews.
Hmm.
What are we
it's
doing?
Just, there's too much. Yeah, you're right. There's a lot going on.
And they're trying to phase us all out. Get rid of us.
That's true.
Get rid of the media guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll just do it ourselves. I got a quarterback and a center, and we'll talk football. We need jobs too.
Yeah, we do.
But I also, there's
we need
just
to talk about
their.
But we need to talk about the podcast,
and we will. Yeah. I guarantee you, at some point, we'll reference David Andrews on his podcast with Brian Hoyer talking about what's wrong with the Patriots' offense or the game or something. That will happen in the coming weeks. Anyway, getting back to Edelman's podcast and Josh McDaniels, do you? I don't have the questions that Josh has about Drake May. Drake May, all along, I've thought is a less thick Josh Allen. I think he's very similar to Josh. Why do you laugh when I say things like that?
The funny line that you said.
he's not as, like, stout and big, and maybe he'll develop into that. He's younger, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think his
develop
arm...
Develop that thickness.
Easy.
Hey.
What causes it?
You
to
said
develop?
It. I don't know.
And I don't think he has quite as strong an arm. I think Josh Allen has a ridiculous arm.
He does.
Drake Mays is good enough, more than good enough to make all the throws, as Bill would say, or those types of things. But if Drake May's not going to run, I'm less interested in Drake May. He has athletic ability. We
run,
saw it on
like,
that
I mean, how
scramble.
Are we talking running?
Not
talking
all
how...
designed runs. Okay. I'm not saying I want him carrying the ball 15 or 18 times a game and, you know, even doing the Lamar Jackson thing and rushing for however many thousand-yard seasons he's had.
Justin Fields or one of those. Not those type of runs.
But, yeah, so I don't want him to be a runner, but I want him to be a guy that shows you every game multiple times that he can run, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
More Russell Wilson in his prime. I think Russell Wilson was the measuring stick of that. He used to run not get hit, run out of bounds, pick up the yards that
Mahomes,
were given.
Mahomes does that.
Mahomes, yeah. But Mahomes is a little bit more of a run to throw, like scramble.
Yeah, I'd agree.
He's
with
a little
that.
More hesitant to cross the line of scrimmage at mm-hmm. times, whereas Russell Wilson used to be, well, if you're going to give it to me, I'm going to take it. If yeah. you're just going to leave 15 yards wide open, I'll take the 15 yards. That's what I want Drake May to be. If you're going to tell me he just wants to stand in the pocket and throw, oh, no. I don't know that you're good enough to do
Herbert,
that.
I think, was an example of that. Herbert could run. You know, he was.
But he is more of a pocket passer.
Pocket passer
He's
who can trendy. Get out of the pocket and move, though.
And these are the two guys
right.
that most people compared May to in the pre-draft process. Yep. I was a Josh Allen comp, but a lot of people were the Herbert comp. And I guess that's where that divide is, because Josh Allen definitely runs more than Herbert runs. But Herbert can run, does have that athletic ability. But I do find it interesting that a guy who developed the best rookie quarterback that the Patriots have seen in recent years, and probably one of the best in the NFL, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a small list of C.J. Stroud, Justin Herbert, Mac Jones. Josh oversaw that, and his intrigue as to what Drake may be under the development of Alex Van Pelt, I find that he's an expert. He's an expert in the area, and he's not quite sure what Drake May is going to be. I found that interesting on this
yeah.
podcast.
And also, I mean, listen, for all the praise and all the optimism that we have about Drake May, it's from watching him against second, third stringers. We haven't seen him go against any ones. We don't know what that's going to look like. The only real thing that we have to what?
What's the matter? Something weird making noise. Like I heard like music or something.
I didn't hear anything.
Voices in my head.
Yeah, I think you're just tripping. Either way.
Told you, I'm focused on beer.
For all of the optimism that we have, we didn't see him go against any ones, except in the joint, which I didn't see, but except in the joint practice against the Eagles, where he got sacked about 500,000 times. So it's like, you know, we're projecting a lot of hopes and dreams onto Drake May that we did see against maybe some of the future insurance salesmen of America here, and not necessarily the NFL competition yeah. that he's going to be seeing when he eventually gets out there and plays in a real game.
Yeah, no question.
There's a big drop off there. I mean, that's you know that's a, yeah. a substantial difference.
Yeah, but you got to start somewhere, right?
Sure.
Like that's how you work up. I mean,
but I'm just saying, I understand McDaniel's saying that. I understand people sort of saying, well, you know, we're not really sure what this guy is yet. He was touted coming out of college as a raw prospect, right?
Well, for example, the Patriots run some, like, zone read stuff.
Yes.
Drake May's touchdown. Remember that touchdown run he ran on the goal line?
Yes.
He did the little finger roll as he got into the end zone?
Mm-hmm. That was smooth.
It was.
Yeah.
Do they run that play with Brissett? Do they run it the same way? There were a lot of those plays in practice where when I see Brissett run it, I'm like, is he really reading anything or is this just a give? Is he giving it? They make it look like it's one of those option plays, but is it really an option play? Whereas when May runs it, to me, it should be an option.
Mm-hmm.
He has the option, whatever percentage of the time, to pull. When the read is there and you think you can beat the guy and the guy took a step to the inside or whatever, I want him running the ball. I don't want Brissett running the ball necessarily. Although he pushed back against us. He thinks he's more mobile than...
He said that.
Yeah.
He said, I can move, you know.
And can you? You're an old soul. You're also kind of an old body at this point.
True. Even his rookie year, he had that one big run we all remember.
He wasn't a runner.
He wasn't really running a lot after that. Like, he started for the call. I don't remember him running
that
much.
I remember back then it was kind of a racial conversation. It was like people assumed he could run for certain reasons.
Right.
And then he did run, and it's like, well, Kenny? No, they just schemed that up well. Mm-hmm. I've seen Bledsoe run that.
Yeah.
He couldn't run. He was a stiff. But if you catch the defense off guard enough in one of those boots, sometimes you
people
get
say that about my guy Shadur Sanders. Well, he's a mobile quarterback. He's not really a mobile quarterback. Like yeah. that's not.
You know why they say that? Because he's Deion's son.
That could be. Yeah, might
right?
have something to do.
They just presume that he's going to be great and he's mm-hmm. a runner and all that. And yeah, I don't think Jacoby Brissett's a runner. And I do want Drake May early in his career running.
Yeah.
There's no point in drafting an athletic modern quarterback who can run and then telling him don't run.
Yeah, especially when you're probably going to need him to run to pick up first downs. Like
and to save his damn
that's
life.
The way it's going
to
be. That too. 100%. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We have our NFL predictions coming up in just a moment. But first, let's go to Tim, who is in Hanover with a thought on Drake May. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
I'm losing my brains, man, because all I'm hearing, everything about Drake May, this guy's he's had 15, 20 different quarterbacks have better seasons in college football already, and we're making him out to be a superstar. I wish him well, don't get me wrong, but I'll tell you what, let's not put the cart before the horse, man, because this guy here, he's got to show first. We didn't really see nothing in preseason. And then all this other stuff, everyone just bragging about him. Let's see what happens. Give him a shot, and then we'll take it from there. But you know what? I think there's a lot of people going to be sad in the end of it.
Tim,
I really
did you watch the preseason?
You know what? I watch very little, but I tell you what.
All right, thanks for the call, Tim. Hold on, let him finish. You watched him in college?
No, hear me out. One second. Uh-huh. One second.
Go ahead, Tim.
He carries the ball in his left hand when he runs. That's a mistake. His footwork, when he steps up, he keeps his feet together before he hits the line. He's been real too close. I watched a little of him in preseason. Too close to the line. He's using all arm and no leg.
All right, thanks for the call, Tim. I think there were some questions about footwork. There were some questions about, you know, reading the defense, all that stuff with him coming out of college. He did sort of drop off in that last season in North Carolina with a lot of his receivers getting drafted and a new offensive coordinator and other things, which are excuses that I feel like, you know,
are valid.
Are they valid?
Yes.
Are they valid for Mac Jones?
When you take away an elite slot receiver like, what was his name? Downs, right? Josh Downs?
I think so, yeah, Josh Downs.
Like, that changes everything. And North Carolina is not Alabama.
That's
where
true.
The next guy is just like, we got another one. Don't worry about it.
Recruits. I agree
It's a different place. He had some line issues. There were some coaching issues. He had to learn to deal with it. He was still pretty good. He didn't have a horrific season.
No, it wasn't horrific. He had a couple of bad games, but he didn't have a horrific season. That's
so did Caleb Williams. He went number one overall, and he's starting for the Chicago Bears, who were favored to win on opening day in the National Football League in his professional debut.
Yes, and are also the number one team that's getting bet on to miss the playoffs this year. But yeah,
okay, and that's fine, too. You may be right. I'm just saying these guys that are multi-year projected first-round quarterbacks go through this because we nitpick. We look, and we find warts, and we want to find warts, and we want to poke holes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's a big investment.
Said he didn't watch him.
Right.
I've been big on his preseason was better than people actually give him credit for because it doesn't show up in the stats. The K.J. Osborne touchdown didn't count because his line didn't know where to line up.
Right.
The throw to Javon Baker didn't count because Baker didn't catch it. That had nothing, literally nothing to do with Drake May. Drake May did his job at an elite level both those plays. There was the Baker throw down the left sideline. He dropped it right in the bucket, but Baker, A, didn't catch
it,
and B, ran out of bounds first. Right? Those are plays that
Drake, I mean, he was covered, too. It's like, you know, he was pretty well
That makes
well
it better.
There.
He dropped it where only his receiver could catch it.
Yeah.
You're making my point.
If his receiver ran out of bounds, which he did.
Well, no. Receiver shouldn't get pushed out of bounds. I listened to the McCourty twins tell me why that was terrible. Don't get pushed out of bounds there.
I have to go back and look at that play again.
Don't get forced out.
It didn't seem like that was one that was a sure thing catching.
No, it was an elite throw.
It was a good throw.
It was elite. I don't know why you got to diminish it and say good. It was elite. It was an elite throw.
He threw it into coverage. I don't know. I mean, that's why.
Throwing into coverage, if it's complete, is an elite throw.
But it wasn't complete.
But it should have been. It wasn't his fault. We're not doing this in the five. Do you turn into an a-hole at 5:30 every day? What happens?
Some would say that happens way earlier than 5 o'clock. With that in mind, let's get to our NFL predictions for the upcoming season.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Crank that music. Come on, let's get going.
That was weak.
Let's get this.
I want John Facenda's voice in my head. I want to feel excited for football.
The Oakland Raider is a leaf blowing in the wind, or whatever the hell he said on those stupid videos. The Raiders faltered in the hot glare of the end zone, and Al Davis's 30 minutes to live were down to 21.
Thank you. All right, here are our NFL predictions. We've been doing this all week. Let's go ahead and start with our comeback player of the year. Do you want to start with the Patriots comeback player of the year or the NFL comeback player of the year?
Patriots comeback player of the year.
Who's it going to be?
From my vantage point, unless I'm missing somebody, Christian Gonzalez, because if he's as close to as good as people are projecting him to be, a number one Pro Bowl caliber cornerback, a guy that maybe you're expecting to take away Jamar Chase and then take away Tyreek Hill and then take away Debo and just go right on down this litany, this murderer's row of receivers, Well, he only played 3.5 games in a year ago. He missed most of the season. So he's comeback player of the year, baby.
All right. I'm going to go with Kayshon Booty. Kayshon Booty, who last year was not much of a factor.
What's he coming back from?
In this offseason, from not doing
immaturity?
Much last year. Yeah. I think he'll have a comeback season.
This is why I hate this award. I've had this fight with many people many times over the years. Sucking is not something you come back from.
Yes, it is.
Injury is something you come back from.
So it's got to be someone who was injured last year?
Wait, so it's a breakout player. He's not a comeback player.
I think
he's never been
a player. He back faced
where?
Adversity.
He's never been here before.
He was almost put in jail for gambling. So, you know, he's coming back from all that. It was adversity that he faced.
And breakout player. But
all right,
okay.
Fine. It's just going to be anybody who was injured. It could be anybody who was injured. Ooh. My other guy was going to be Tyquan Thornton.
Or retired or something. If Brady comes back, he could be comeback player.
I suppose he could. All right, so I'm going with Booty. You are going with Gonzo. Who is going to be the comeback player of the year in the NFL?
A man who played simply 4 snaps for the New York Football Jets last year before his Achilles gave way.
There's
Aaron
Rodgers. Betting favorite right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that team is loaded talent-wise. Loaded. The offense. Hell, Bill Belichick was raving about it.
It's true.
Right? The other day on one of those videos. So
future Jets coach Bill Belichick.
This season, Aaron Rodgers is going to win the comeback player of the year.
I think you're probably right. However, I'm picking Sam Darnold. Same reason. Loaded offense. A guy who was basically written off.
Come back from sucking?
From being a backup.
From sucking?
Yes.
So it's breakout player of the year.
Now he's a starter, and he's going to come back, and I think he is going to have a good season. What is the matter with
you? Poppycock.
Everybody has to be injured. It's very narrow parameters for this.
If you just suck, it's not comeback player of the year.
Yes, it is. I absolutely think so.
Can Jacoby Brissett be comeback player of the year?
Yeah.
If he just has a good year?
If he has a very, very good year,
yes.
Where
did he come back from? A few years as a backup and not getting a chance?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's what I would
call
it.
Your interpretation is as dumb as your interpretation.
Well, yours
by
sucks, too.
Rule.
Yours is just, the guy was injured last year.
Or
now
retired
he's not injured anymore.
Or out of football or
whoop-dee-doo.
Whatever.
Whoop-dee-doo. Well, you picked 2 guys who were injured, so I don't know.
That's how it works. They're coming back.
Who came out of retirement? That doesn't happen that often.
Sure, there's some.
Anyway, I like Darnold. You like Rodgers. Who will be the coach of the year on the Patriots this year?
DeMarcus Covington.
That is also my pick.
Because the defense is going to be the best part of the team. There's continuity there. I think he and the head coach are on the same page because they've worked together. I also like him in terms of we've heard all these players talk about he's going to be more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So let's send Peppers on some blitzes and Duggar on some blitzes and create pass rush that way. Make some plays, have some fun. DeMarcus Covington.
I went with DeMarcus Covington as well. I think the defense is going to get a lot of credit that will probably go to Jerod Mayo, but you have to give the guy credit here. If he's a new defensive coordinator, he's taking over what's been, you know, a situation there that involved Mayo for years, that involved the younger Belichick, Matt Patricia, all the defensive coordinators, etc. I think that he's going, if he's calling the plays, and we'll see if he actually is or not, I think that it's going to be him as well. All right, who will be the coach of the year in the NFL?
So if you wanted to vote for coach of the year, you'd obviously go to your FanDuel app, because that's where I go.
Absolutely.
When I vote for my awards.
That's like, where I do everything.
Like
yeah.
Saquon Barkley as the offensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
FanDuel's got something special for our listeners. Be sure to check out FanDuel's Profit Boost in the app and use it for FanDuel's Double Your Winnings for all Sunday, September 8th, pregame Moneyline bets. Profit Boost will be live starting Friday, September 6th. View your account page to learn more about your boost. Coach of the Year for the National Football League. Thanks to Mike Giardi telling me that the Detroit Lions play 15 of 17 games in a dome.
Yes.
A team that was on the cusp of the Super Bowl a year ago. I hate their quarterback. I'll never be a believer in Jared Goff, but I'm a believer in Dan Campbell. He motivates his team, but he has a talented team to motivate. That's the difference between him and Jerod Mayo. He's got the horses, and he's going to whip those horses into shape and be contending for another Super Bowl. Dan Campbell, we mocked him years ago because of kneecaps and ass cheeks and all those things.
Yes.
The dude can coach and motivate.
He's into body parts and doing stuff to body parts.
He gets it done. He's like Joe Mazzulla. We may mock him, but are you mocking Joe Mazzulla anymore?
No.
He's got a big trophy that he holds up, and Dan Campbell might have a big trophy to hold up soon.
Also, both guys I feel like could handle themselves in a
fight.
In an altercation.
Oh, absolutely. I'd want him in my corner.
Mazzulla with the jiu-jitsu. Who'd win in a fight, Campbell or Mazzulla?
Campbell.
You think?
Yeah.
Mazzulla's got that ground and pound thing going on there.
Yeah, but
you see that video of him climbing up that guy?
Who's
jiu-jitsu thing?
Who's crazier? Campbell's got the crazy eyes.
Mazzulla doesn't have crazy eyes?
I honestly think Mazzulla
might be crazier than Campbell.
But Campbell is, what is he, like 270 or something?
Campbell's like bro-y crazy. Like, I'm a crazy coach. Like, Mazzulla's like,
Mazzulla
know.
Studies how killer whales hunt their prey.
Yeah.
The guy's a nutcase.
Mazzulla, like, you know.
He doesn't breathe when he sleeps or whatever.
Yeah, he probably sleeps with, like, his eyes open. You know, like the Navy SEALs. Like, something like that. I might take Mazzulla in that fight. If I was putting money on it. Not big. He's not a huge guy. But it's not all about brute force, Andy. I'm talking about the crazy factor. And I think that in fights in particular, that definitely matters.
6'2", 200.
Okay.
And then Dan Campbell.
Campbell's like 6'5", 260 or something, yeah. Right? Yeah, he's a big, big guy.
6'5". Why don't they list his damn weight? I don't know. He's 6'5".
What'd he play at? Yeah, he's a big guy. My coach of the year, also a big guy, Andy Reid. I'm going with Andy Reid for the coach of the year this year.
Not big in the same way.
Not at all. And someone who I think would lose in a fight to either one of the two gentlemen we just mentioned. But I think it's his turn. I think it's time for Andy Reid to get recognized. I don't think he's ever been coach of the year. And if the Chiefs, which I do believe they're going to, make a deep playoff run or have another strong regular season, which, I mean, listen, in the AFC West, I think that is very, very possible. I think he's finally going to get his due. It's one of those awards that I feel like there's a lot of politics behind. The politics, to me, point to Andy Reid.
I would like Andy Reid to win it because I think he's arguably the best coach of the generation. I think he's coming up very fast in the rearview mirror of one Bill Belichick, who's now busy doing frickin' Instagram videos and posting things with him petting goats and all this crap. He's gone off the rails. Remember when Brady went off the rails?
Yes.
2002, Andy Reid was coach of the year for the Eagles.
Okay. So it's been 22 years since he was coach of the year, and he's won a bunch of Super Bowls. It's time for him to get it, I think. So that's going to be my pick there. All right. Who will be the MVP, the most valuable player on the New England Patriots this year, Andy?
I am going to go with Ramondre Stevenson. I think he's the centerpiece of the offense, or they want him to be the centerpiece of the offense. We heard Gerard Mayo earlier talking about the run game, and he thinks the run game's been the best part of the summer. Alex Van Pelt. I also think, remember, a couple of years ago, he led them in receptions, 69 catches.
Mm-hmm.
So if he rushes, I'm throwing numbers out there. This is the ideal season for Ramondre Stevenson. 1,200 yards rushing, 47 catches. That's your team MVP.
I'm going with a long shot here. I'm going with Keon White. I think Keon White is going to have a breakout season. I think he's going to rack up a ton of sacks now that he's going to be the main guy there with no Barmore and no Matthew Judon. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for Keon White to showcase his skills. I thought he was tremendous in the preseason. I thought he showed a lot of good flashes last year. MVP. I think this is a bust-out season. I think he'll be the MVP of this team.
What does he need to do to get that? Does he need double-digit sacks? Does he need to be a big sack guy? Or?
I would say 8 or more sacks, maybe. I think that would probably lead the team.
And the defense probably has to be decent?
And the defense has to be good,
They can't be getting smoked every week, and you go, hey, their team MVP is Keon White.
I'm basing this on the idea that the defense is going to be good, yes.
Okay. They're not going
to
get smoked.
But, yeah, I think that he has a chance to be the guy, a standout player on that defense. The other guys I was thinking of was, like, Jabril Peppers, or maybe even someone like Anthony Jennings having a breakout year. Jelani Tavai had a good year last year. But out of all of them, I feel the best about Keon White. For some reason, I just feel like this is going to be his year. All right, who will be the MVP of the National Football League?
This feels like an obvious one, but then I look, and the guy's won it twice in the last 6 years, didn't win it last year. I'm going to go where you went for your Coach of the Year award. To me, Kansas City is a safe bet if you want to pick awards. I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes, best quarterback in football. They're looking for the three-peat. I think he's motivated. He also gets credit for the Tyreek Hill trade and doing more with less and that kind of thing. Even though he still has Kelce, you know, figuring it out with new receivers along the way. So I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes.
With Patrick Holmes.
Yes, Patrick Holmes. Grimes.
Mahomes.
I am going with Jared Goff. I think Jared Goff is going to have a big, big season. I think that considering the fact that he's had this sort of up and down career and everything, it's going to be one of those MVP races where there's like three or four guys that you could give it to. And I think they're just going to give it to Goff. So sign me up for Jared Goff as the MVP of the league here in 2024, 2025, the year of our Lord. All right, there you go. Those are our predictions. Tomorrow,
Paul Perillo listening, and I knew I had screwed up earlier when we were talking about the music, the NFL music.
Yes.
And it's the autumn wind is a raider, and then he said, you effing moron, in the text that he sent me.
Of course.
Thanks for listening, Paul.
Thanks, Paul. the big one tomorrow, we're going to have the standings. Where everybody's going to finish.
The whole league, right? We're picking division winners, wild card, Super Bowl,
yes.
The whole thing through the playoffs?
From the NFC South to the AFC East, we're going to be picking them all. Who's going to make the playoffs? Who's going to win the Super Bowl? And that's coming your way tomorrow at the same time, 5:30, as we get ready to preview week one of the NFL season, which will start tomorrow night between the Ravens and the Chiefs. All right, 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we will get you ready for Red Sox baseball. I know, I don't want to either, but we have to because it's coming up next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.